Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo. And
so let's go to the show.
Oh no, it's gonna blow.
Like Kelly is a hoe.
I did say it was gonna blow.
We have a fantastic, unbelievable, superlative show.
Well, I'll say this. If you watch this week's wrestling, you watch Raw.
Whoa.
You watch SmackDown. You enjoyed those shows.
Yeah.
And if you saw the drafts and you were excited.
Yeah.
If you heard about the WWE Cruiserweights coming to Raw.
Yeah.
And you think that's great.
Ooh.
Then skip ahead about an hour.
Yeah.
For when we're reviewing Battleground.
Because
we're doing this before we're watching Battleground, we're talking all the other shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to eviscerate these
guys.
This
is like the Battleground.
We're going to destroy WWE. We're going to annihilate them. It's going to be a massacre. Because I have nothing good to say about any of this stuff. Now, but if you like an optimistic point of view, if you like people who sit there and think, hey, this is going to be great, and they're going to give you some great insight into it. Because everything's great. Yeah, everything's fantastic, and they're gonna see all the stuff that could happen.
Yeah.
And you want an optimistic point of view, then go to We Talk Podcast and check out the Fresh Take Network and Sick Boy Podcast, because that's what those guys do.
What's that?
Those guys will sit there and they're all positive because they see all the stuff that could happen. And I agree, great stuff could happen.
Oh.
But I won't!
Oh. So you're saying they're morons?
Naive, I'd like to think.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing.
That's true.
Yeah. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go down the what happened this past week. The World Wrestling Federation had a draft.
A draft, you said?
Yes, yes. Superstars were either wrestlers and women were either going to go to WWF Superstars or Wrestling Challenge.
Or Wrestling Challenge, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
The first thing they did was they drafted Bobby Heenan to Superstars.
Hmm.
And Jesse Ventura to Superstars. So that's your announced team.
Those are your announced teams.
And then it's Gorilla Monsoon and Vince McMahon on Wrestling Challenge.
Oh, boy.
Because the whole point
Gorilla and Heenan on wrestling.
Ventura and Heenan.
Oh, Ventura and Heenan.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Gorilla and Bobby, or Gorilla and Vince on Superstars.
Still be better than what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there was this fucking draft.
There sure as fuck was.
So, well, let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
It was fucking general manager things. So I got a few stories about this, actually.
All right, go ahead.
Because they did this at the beginning of Raw.
Fuck.
They did the beginning of Raw, which is great, because it's really all I cared about, and so I didn't have to sit through 3 hours, or fast forward through 3 hours. They got another way right away, so I appreciate that. In the first, whatever, 45-minute segment of Raw,
yeah.
I get to find out. And a couple takeaways. Watch this with my wife.
Mm.
Her reaction, poor Mick Foley. Because he came out to a nice cheer, and it's like, Mick Foley's back, and yay! And then Daniel Bryan came out and just obliterated his pop.
Uh-huh.
And my wife felt bad for Mick Foley, not getting cheered as much as Daniel Bryan.
Your wife, the producer, who went into a show last week because it wasn't well, but today she looks well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Yes.
On Adderall, is she?
She's on Adderall. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She got this. It was at first I was like, well, is your doctor Greek? And she's like, no, Roman.
Mm.
There you go.
That makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. what were we saying? So your wife does not get the business yet.
Why? She just felt bad for Mick Foley. And then she finally found out,
Ooh,
which is
too... was good.
Yeah. And then Foley's the general manager of Raw. So we can have Foley and Stephanie. And I thought Foley did a pretty good job being Foley. And
Did you like the part where he brought out the garbage bag and the crowd chanted trick or treat at him and he looked very confused?
Oh, that was on SmackDown.
Yeah. Still.
I don't know.
His promo backstage with Brian was great.
The promo backstage with Brian was great. The thing with when he was talking about like, I see passion, I see a winner, I see someone that wants to do this, right?
Yes.
And so it's like, and that's what Mick Foley is good at, is figuring out how to make sense of this shit.
Yeah.
Because you look at it and go, okay, well, why the fuck would you want to work for Stephanie?
Yeah.
Right? You, especially. Why the fuck would you want to do that? I know what you're thinking. And this is it. And so he had a week to kind of come up and think about this, I'm sure, right? So it made...
And then he did whatever the writers wrote for him.
Well, no.
No?
I think he had a hand in explaining. I don't think they would have done that.
No. Yeah.
So we have those. So now we have Daniel Bryan and Shane on the SmackDown.
The SmackDown.
And we have Mick Foley and Stephanie on the Raw.
The Raw.
So, and that was Raw.
That was Raw.
They had a shitty disputed finish for the world title at the end of the show, which nobody gave a fuck about. No. And so
nobody gave a fuck about the SmackDown match either.
Well, no, I was getting to that. So then now we have SmackDown.
The SmackDown.
And
you forgot to mention the problem with this Raw was it was all filler. And while Enzo is funny, I hate that segment where it's him and the New Day and
Cena
and the club because they're just too friendly for guys that are supposed to hate each other in the ring together.
Well,
I hate that.
And what I hated was the fact that it was just, it was another, it was another what?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And I was like, how you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? It's like, yeah, I get it. Right? And that's fine. So now it's just, like Enzo himself is a great promo, but they're just, totally, and I'm okay with having the New Age Outlaw type stick at the beginning.
Sure.
Certified G, Bonavis, I can't teach that or whatever. But now, the whole thing is, his whole thing, he's got nothing but the same over and over and over now.
Yeah.
And whereas before, he'd have the same at the beginning, but then he'd mix it up, right? It would be like kind of The Rock. You knew you were going to get, smell what The Rock is cooking, it doesn't matter. Like, there's certain
candy
things.
Ass,
yeah, candy. You'd get certain things with The Rock that, fine, trademark, but you get other stuff.
Yes.
And with Enzo, you would get the trademark stuff, and you would get other stuff.
Yes.
Now there is no other stuff.
No.
So.
That's what he does.
Well, now, yeah, that's him. That's what he does.
That's
what
he does.
Exactly. Yeah. See? So fuck. And, that's fine.
Don't motherfucking need him?
Yeah, we don't motherfucking need him. So, what we're gonna do, so we move on to this World Wrestling Federation draft.
Right? Now you're looking at it from there, but okay, that's, I have something else I was going to present in a different way.
Present it then.
But no, do you want to go through it by pick by pick is what I'm saying, or do you want to just go through the rosters?
I don't know. I have both.
Okay, well let's go through then whatever you're going to do then. Do your thing.
I'm just thinking like if we go at least pick by pick to talk about if there was anything surprising, I think we don't have to talk about every fucking pick. But just in general here, like if I look here, like let's go to round one.
Okay.
And so, for every two picks of SmackDown, Raw got three because of the 3 hours, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Which means the SmackDown should be picking first. Because that would have given it more.
Oh, no. Let's see, SmackDown, Raw, but we talked about this when they announced the draft.
Yes.
Stephanie needs SmackDown if SmackDown is actually going to be relevant.
Yes.
And so Stephanie got Raw. And Raw has 3 hours.
They're trying to make it the ultimate underdog, which is already Joel. You wouldn't get that reference, but I do.
Hmm?
But they're trying to make it SmackDown the brand, the ultimate underdog.
Gertner.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter, because here we go with Seth Rollins on Raw,
mm-hmm.
and then the World Wrestling Federation champion Dean Ambrose goes to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And then the women's champion is on Raw.
Yeah.
So WWF champion on SmackDown, women's champion on...
Yeah, Charlotte gets drafted next.
Yeah, well, as the champion, exactly. And then AJ goes to SmackDown.
Sure.
And then they're like, we're going to make this up. We're going to make an impact. Finn Balor. Yeah,
we're drafting for the future. 37-year-old.
Yeah.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor.
Whatever he is, a 36.
All right, Finn Balor. Oh, there's a picture of Finn.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's not there.
Yeah. The Big Show is. But not Finn.
No. All the NXT people were down there together. Yeah.
So, I should mention, too, at this stage, we have made this draft a billion times more exciting than they did.
Well, as a show, like I say, Monday was filler. But it was filler. Okay, fine. But SmackDown, I was actually excited. Like as much as I'm not into the draft and the idea of this, and I think we'll go over to that a little bit more, but I don't think this is going to work, blah, blah, blah. Don't like what they did, blah, blah, blah. They suck balls, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
As much as that is, I go into it, I'm like, well, it's going to be a draft. This should be fun. At least this should be fun.
Yes, fun.
And
then
the first segment happens, and Stephanie's fucking annoying.
Whoa.
There's no time. It's like, they draft somebody, they don't give any bio. Like, in the past, remember when they drafted them in like 2002?
Yeah.
They would show, oh, he's 3-time world champion, 6'3", whatever, where he came from. Like,
the NWO, the poison. Yeah. They had little pictures of them, they played their music.
Here it shows their Titantron video and moves on. And it's like, there's no time for any picks to sink in. There's no impact.
Now we are going to, like, it was literally we picked Seth Rollins.
The first segment's over, and I'm like, this is a shitty show.
Yeah.
And I already had said, you know what, they shouldn't have any wrestling, and I know that sucks for the live crowd, but, like, the idea of, like, maybe one match, two matches, but you shouldn't mix in all this wrestling, because instead it should be a lot of analysis and a lot of interviews, but I guess that was all happening on the WWE Network, which was more fun than what was happening on SmackDown, but still not really good.
No. But the, so this first round,
This was over, I was like, fuck, I can't believe I got an hour and 50 minutes to go of this bullshit.
No, but you don't. What you had was you had an hour and 55 minutes left to go.
Oh.
Because this first round took like 3 minutes.
Yeah, probably that.
And that's where I was just like...
Yeah, you're right.
Holy shit.
An hour and 57 minutes to go.
Like, there was plus whatever's going on. Well, you had an hour and 55 because you had 2 minutes probably of the introduction. Go, yeah. Welcome. We're gonna have a draft, and then, here it is, Stephanie. Yeah. Oh, here it is, Shane, and it's
like, fuck, boom, this we picked Seth Rollins.
Oh yeah, well, we picked Dean Ambrose. Oh yeah, well, we pick women. Oh yeah, well, we pick AJ Styles. Oh yeah, we pick the future. We pick Finn Balor. Done.
Yeah,
like literally, we've talked about it longer than it's actually happened before. Like, it's brutal, and I was just like, what?
Yeah,
like shit. Like nothing sunk in.
No.
And it was just like...
They didn't present the guys in a way that made them interesting?
I have not...
They didn't give any bios, they didn't give any interviews, they didn't do anything with the guys, they didn't introduce them in front of the live crowd. Fucking nothing with them. They did nothing, and it blew past it so quick. No, it was awful.
And I had a busy week. So I watched this, right?
Yeah.
I watched the SmackDown, and I watched the draft thing. But I literally looked at nothing else about it.
Yeah.
So the fact that, like, it sunk in, I told you, like, I don't know who's on every brand right now. Like, I know Finn Balor's on Raw.
Yeah.
And I knew one was on Raw, and one, I think, I remember because of Corey Graves on the show to start round two, Roman Reigns gets picked to Raw.
Yes.
So Corey Graves smartly points out that Raw has a 2/3 chance in this triple threat shield match because two of the competitors are on Raw and just the one on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that they've kind of stacked this. So is that a strategy that Mick Foley and Stephanie have? Like, you know, totally, I'm sure, from Corey Graves asking this because they don't have that much time.
Yeah. No, no.
But I enjoyed that. I liked that, right? So then they go to John Cena as number 7.
Sure.
And it's like, okay, so you have Cena and AJ on the same
brand,
right? And then you have Seth and Roman on Raw.
Sure.
Is basically it. So now, right now, as we sit, and we've got
Seth. You got Cena and Dean Ambrose. And who cares?
I'll even go to the end of the second round, right? And then we got Brock Lesnar on Raw. So Raw has...
I was getting people like tweeting me, giving me your top 10. I never once thought of Orton. Like even thinking of him.
Well, no.
I completely just...
Well, I just looked at, like, Raw has now, like, and then you talk about Randy Orton. How is Randy Orton going to do with two strikes being on SmackDown, which is the brand that has the wellness policy? Raw, with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, does not.
Apparently.
So, Lesnar goes to Raw, Orton goes to SmackDown. So you have a Raw versus SmackDown at SummerSlam already booked, right? And then the WWF Tag Team Champions, The New Day, go to Raw. So right now, when we're 10 picks in, you've got the women and the tag champs on Raw.
And then it's hot in here, by the way. I'm fanning myself. I just had to find what wrestling related item I could find to fan myself.
The clock with Randy Orton and John Cena on it.
Yeah, from, what, like 2007?
Probably. One represents Raw, the other SmackDown.
No, wait, they're both on SmackDown.
Oh. And then, yeah. So then, so you got that, and then, so Raw's got Rollins, Charlotte, Finn Balor, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and the New Day. Yeah. So immediately Finn Balor is one of these things just doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
You know, Balor and Rollins is an exciting match, right?
Sure.
But other than that. And then you got Ambrose, Ambrose, AJ, Cena, and Orton on SmackDown. Right? I was getting the reverb from yours here.
Oh, okay.
So
good.
Then, yeah.
It's cooling you off.
So then we got...
I hope people can hear that.
So now, Sami Zayn goes to Raw.
Okay, Sami Zayn goes to Raw. I'll put the clock away for now. I'm better.
You're good now?
I'm good now.
You're good now!
Like Hulk Hogan.
Sami Zayn goes to Raw. Bray Wyatt goes to SmackDown.
Yeah.
So I would argue at this point, I think that SmackDown has the bigger star power. And Raw, overall, in terms of depth at this point, and Raw has the bigger star than Brock Lesnar.
I don't know about that.
You got Rollins? Charlotte?
No. Okay.
So Rollins, yes. Charlotte, no. Balor, no. Right? Roman Reigns, okay.
Basically, it's Rollins, Reigns,
and Lesnar.
And Lesnar versus Styles, Orton, and...
Cena. And Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, okay. Bray Wyatt's more of a star than Sami Zayn. I'll
give
you that.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure. So there you go.
But they put Chris Jericho on Raw. That kind of eats out again.
Well, then you got Jericho on Raw, and then you've got Sasha Banks on Raw to fight Charlotte.
Sure.
And then Becky Lynch to SmackDown to fight...
Natalya.
To fight...
Natalya.
Orton.
Oh.
So as far as I could figure at this point.
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah. And then Lana and Rusev go to Raw. So you get so now you got three championships on Raw. And then one on, and then Miz, the cocksucking motherfucker, goes to SmackDown. So you got two titles on SmackDown, three titles on, Raw. Then Kevin Owens goes to Raw. So Zayn and Owens, after all that fucking shit, are on the same goddamn show.
Yeah.
To continue their thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Fucking Baron Corbin goes to SmackDown. So Baron, and this is how they presented it. Baron.
Future world champion!
Baron Corbin is SmackDown's answer to Finn Balor.
You know.
That was, Corbin's was the SmackDown future pick. Balor was Raw's pick for the future. That's how they presented it.
That is, you know what? You're kind of right. I hadn't thought about that, but you're kind of right.
And then Enzo and Cass, where did they go? Raw. So the title, so there's two tag teams on Raw right now. Two women on Raw, one woman on SmackDown. And then Gallows and Anderson go to Raw.
Sure.
So now, okay, Raw's got three tag teams. So Raw's clearly a tag team division, right?
Sure.
AJ Styles is on SmackDown.
Sure.
So now it's the Balor Club.
That's what I kind of figure. It's got to be, right?
Yeah, it has
to. But it doesn't make any sense because they don't want one or heels, and I don't think they want Balor's heel, and so they are and they aren't. We're going to see what happens there.
Well, this is my prediction.
Yeah.
Okay, it's bold because they never do this.
Yeah.
Okay? But they're going to have, like, this tease of, like, dissension between the club and Finn Balor.
Okay.
Like, does Balor want their help or not?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It'll be new.
It's never been done, so I don't know if they'll go there.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's my prediction for what they do.
Wow. Bold. Yeah.
So then, because all of the tag teams are on Raw, and the tag team champions are on Raw, SmackDown picks American Alpha.
Yeah.
To the biggest pop.
I think.
Of the night.
Yeah.
I think largely because they thought they were there.
Morons.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. As we saw in NXT, they were actually all in Full Sail in NXT at the Performance Center watching the show.
And cheering for the other guys when they got picked instead of them.
Yeah.
Yay, good for you!
Good for you, Bailey. Although by the time you read this, Bailey's been Sasha Banks' tag team partner.
Perhaps.
So it's,
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I'll get into that.
Yes, we'll get into that. The Big Slow, number 23 to Raw.
Sure.
What?
I don't know what.
He's there, though.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the Big Show.
I know.
I know he's gotta fight Shaq, and that's fine, I understand that. That's a good role for him.
Is it?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. It's the celebrity fucking who gives a fuck thing.
It is the good guy. I forgot about that. It is the... Yes, the who gives a fuck.
It's the celebrity who gives a fuck.
But does that mean he needs to be on TV until then?
Well, you know what? With these brands, everybody's going to be on fucking TV.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Ziggler goes to SmackDown. Okay?
Yeah.
And then probably the person that's been the most ready to come up from NXT in a long time, Nia Jax.
Oh, yeah.
Comes to Raw.
That one made sense.
Like, I just looked at my first reaction was like, I don't believe this, because, like, it makes no sense to me. Nia, Jax off SmackDown.
That's true.
Right? And it's like, Nia Jax off NXT.
I know.
Oh, she's on Raw. Sorry, she's on Raw.
No.
But Nia Jax off NXT. I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why Nia Jax
she's very popular. Off NXT. She's very popular.
But the fact remains, Nia Jax off NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Just
friendly girl.
I heard that. I heard that. She's not like most girls.
Yes.
Okay, but again, the chick ratio, there's still only Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
And Maryse.
Yeah.
Woo! And all the other women thus far are on the SmackDown. There's only American Alpha, so they are the tag team champions of SmackDown.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the other ones are there. Now we get Neville going to Raw with the Cruiserweights.
Yeah. You forgot to mention that before Kevin Owens and Zayn got... Owens was supposed to wrestle Kane.
Oh.
Zayn comes out and jumps him, as they always do. They have the hockey fight, which is good. The crowd's into it.
Yeah.
They get in the ring... And, Kane chokeslams them both and lays them out. And then, immediately, they get drafted.
Yes, then they get drafted. You guys are fucked, and now you get drafted. And luckily, he's not gonna be on TV anymore.
Who?
Kane.
Kane? Oh yeah?
He was vice president.
Oh.
He's Hillary Clinton's running mate.
Oh, that makes sense.
Tim Kaine. Yes.
Fucking people.
Which is weird, because he's...
Hey, seriously! 47-year-old Kane, or 48, or whatever he is?
90.
You had him lay out these two guys right before you got them picked? Mm-hmm. Before they have their coming match?
Mm-hmm.
What did that do for, like, this, as soon as that happened, I was like, I can't believe what I just saw, and this is exactly why,
you know, it's
this
awesome.
Is why this brand thing won't work, why it's not gonna get better, this is why they suck.
That's funny, cause you care.
You fucking assholes.
That, Neville, oh, Natalya. Natalya's on the SmackDown.
The SmackDown.
So now they have three women, including Maryse.
Sure.
Cesaro goes to Raw. Mm-hmm. Del Rio goes to SmackDown. Which I thought was an interesting... Like, Del Rio's underutilized with depth issues. Like, there's possibilities for Del Rio on SmackDown. I don't know. Like, they'll fuck it up because they fuck everything up. But
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there... Then I like Sheamus, number 30, on sixth round draft pick going to Raw.
Sure.
Remember in January?
Yeah.
Sheamus 515?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
The golden fucking truth are drafted to Raw. Hmm. Then the Usos are drafted to SmackDown. This is all the shit that happened after SmackDown.
By the way, in the last time they had a draft, 2011? Del Rio was drafted 7th.
Okay. But then it wasn't really a draft. That was they used to do those draft lotteries where it was random, remember?
That's true.
So it didn't fucking matter.
Yeah. So Sheamus went 30.
Like, I just look at...
Sheamus went 30.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Nice. But that was, see, random.
Yeah.
This is meant...
Remember, this was also, you know who went number one in 2011, 5 years ago?
Seth
to
Rollins?
SmackDown? Seriously, to SmackDown? No. Guess.
Dean Ambrose.
John Cena.
Oh, good.
Know who went number two on Raw?
Ray.
And number three to SmackDown?
Batista.
Randy Orton.
Oh, good. Oh, good. That's to help SmackDown's ratings go up.
Yeah. Everything old is new again.
But I just look
five years older.
I just look at, like, the after Raw, or after SmackDown goes off the
air. Oh, no, that's right. In pick number eight, I forgot John Cena got moved back to Raw. Because they,
Random draft. Isn't that the one where Ross got drafted?
Yeah, maybe. And then there was one where it ended. I think that might have been 2010.
Where Heyman got drafted to
Oh, that was earlier, I think. Yeah, that was like one of the early ones.
But
2004.
Like, after Raw goes off the air, or after SmackDown goes off the air, I should say, then they do this thing. It's like Golden Truth. Now the Usos. Usos, so what is that? That's the second tag team now.
That's the second one.
American Alpha against Uso, which is a great match. But that's
a great match between those two babyface teams. We'll get there.
That's your
SmackDown. If you ever hurry this up and go through this, we'll get there.
Yeah. Then tight-ass O'Neil is on Raw.
Yeah.
Kane is on SmackDown when he's not being vice president. Demon Kane, so it is the vice president. And Paige goes to Raw.
Demon Kane could be on SmackDown. And
Corporate Kane could be on Raw.
There you go.
Paige goes to Raw. So most of the women now. So again, we got two women. On the SmackDown.
SmackDown Live. You've been calling it the wrong thing. It's not called SmackDown.
I know.
It's called SmackDown Live.
I've been purposely doing that because that sucks shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's SmackDown Live and Raw's War.
Raw taped.
Oh, Raw taped?
Raw taped.
Raw taped.
Raw taped.
Okay.
Then Darren Young goes to Raw.
Yeah.
So he can steal that Intercontinental title right off of SmackDown.
Well, actually, I would not be surprised. I mean, we're going to see in a little bit. But when I look at, Ambrose likely losing it to one of those guys, and Darren Young, I think, winning it, I think every single title is going to be on Raw. And SmackDown...
You mean the ultimate underdog?
It have to be because they wouldn't have a single title.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, now what are they going to do? But remember, this whole thing was done to get its ratings up. And so far, so good. Hey, after 1 week, you have 40,000 more people watch you.
It's a success.
Oh, fuck, no, it isn't.
40,000 more people? No, no.
Yeah.
No.
3.13.
7 million. From, like, the low 2 millions.
Yeah, but it was a 3.13 to a 3.17, I think.
Million
viewers, yeah.
3.17 million people, yeah. And last week was like 2.
Yeah, but I'm talking about 3 compared to Raw.
Oh, I see, compared to Raw. Yeah. Well, no, the whole point is to get SmackDown viewership up. So if you go week over week from SmackDown, it's up. So it's a success.
No, it's not. We'll get there. If we ever get past this part.
So the Dudley boys go to Raw with their... Oh, no, sorry, I missed the Ascension getting drafted to SmackDown. So now we have 3 teams. So it's a triple threat on SmackDown. With the Ascension. Jack Swagger goes to Raw.
Naomi Ascension, a top contender.
We talked about the Cruiserweights being on Raw. Kalisto goes to SmackDown. Sin Cara goes to Raw.
Goes ahead
God, they split up the Lucha Dragons that they talked about doing.
Ascension goes ahead of the Dudley Boys. I love it.
Yeah, that's actually fun.
And Zack Ryder.
I just love how they're like, tag teams could get broken up in this draft, and then they draft the tag teams together, and then on Raw, they're like, the Lucha Dragons have broken up, but they're still friends.
Fuck.
They broke up on Facebook, but they're still friends.
Yeah. Setting up Kalisto versus Rusev, except, wait, one's on Raw, one's on SmackDown.
Is that what happened? I don't even know.
Yeah, well, because he came out, and then he laid out, Kalisto came out to save him, and lays out Kalisto, but then we won't get the match, because... One's on Raw, one's on SmackDown.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
He came out to save Sin Cara.
I thought Baron Corbin did that. Baron Corbin laid out Sin Cara.
Oh, what? Did he?
Yeah. And then
I thought it was Rusev.
No, it was Baron Corbin. It was Baron Corbin.
Are you sure it wasn't both?
Because now it's Kalisto against Baron Corbin on SmackDown.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Naomi, triple threat now with another one on SmackDown. Jack Swagger goes to Raw.
Yeah.
The Dudley's on Raw. Zack Ryder, so now Zack Ryder can take the Intercontinental, the Intercontinental title? The U.S. title to SmackDown.
But he won't.
No. Summer Rae goes to Raw with the rest of the women. Apollo Crews goes to SmackDown. Whatever. Mark Henry is still employed. Is the news I took out of this.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Who cares? Like,
and then you get all the rest of the big names coming out now from NXT. From NXT. Nakamura.
Alexa Bliss.
Samoa Joe.
Yes.
Bayley.
Austin Aries.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss on SmackDown, again, to be the fourth woman now on SmackDown. Then you have Braun Strowman. Who was my fear when they were putting him over big, that thing that, so he's on Raw by himself.
But he got drafted below the Ascension, so.
Yeah, but he's on Raw to feud with Mark Henry, I'm sure.
Oh, fuck.
I'd almost be positive that's the match, Braun Strowman and Mark Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's money.
Brisango is on SmackDown, so yeah. Okay, so now there's another team of four teams on SmackDown, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Bo Dallas.
Did we ever get that match, though, with the big money match between them and Golden Drew? Because they're on opposite brands now. We never got that payoff.
I think we did a few times.
What?
Yeah, maybe.
He's a fuck.
Yeah. Bo Dallas goes to Raw, whatever. Eva Marie goes to SmackDown. Does not say from NXT, so she wasn't an NXT pick.
I thought she might have been, because her entrance video they showed was all her in NXT.
Yeah, all the footage they showed was for her from NXT. And a little from Mania. But
yeah.
Anyway, she's on SmackDown now, so then they got five women on SmackDown. No title.
Sure.
But five women. The Shining Stars are on Raw, fine, tag teams. The Vaude Villains are on SmackDown Live. So
that's it.
Unfortunately,
Live.
We're never going to get the Simon Gotch Sin Cara match.
I know who wins.
Catering on a pole.
Simon Gotch trains in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but got his ass kicked by Sin Cara, who apparently is now 4-0 in fights since he's come to WWE backstage fights.
Yeah. What was his name before? Hunico?
Yeah. He's apparently, you don't want to fuck with this guy.
Don't fuck with Hunico.
Apparently, legit.
Alicia Fox is on Raw. Eric Rowan is on SmackDown. Hopefully, he'll be joined by Harper. When he gets there, so they can keep that team going.
I wonder how long. I guess Harper's still a long ways away, is he?
A few months, I think. Dana Brooke is on Raw. Whatever. Mojo fucking Raw.
So, Charlotte, first round pick.
Yeah.
Dana Brooke
last round pick. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good team.
So they got that.
Can't wait to see that match tonight at Battleground.
They got that right. Mojo Raleigh.
Fuck.
What?
Fuck.
Like, I saw that, and I went...
What? He's friends with Gronk.
I saw that.
He's friends with Gronk.
I went, what?
He's friends with Gronk. Now you know what.
Is that what he's taking?
Gronkowski and him are good friends. Fuck. They would love to get that. Well, they can't.
But now,
no way the Patriots would ever let that happen.
If you look at the number 9 pick... The round 9 pick and the round 11 pick, the Hype Bros are on SmackDown.
Fuck.
So there you go. There's your tag team. Against, can you imagine the Hype Bros against Breezango?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's really good.
That's good. Curtis Axel goes
to
Raw.
Fucking good.
And Carmella goes to Raw to join Enzo and Cass.
Yeah.
No.
No.
She goes to SmackDown.
Why would she go and join Enzo and Cass? Fuck them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're already over. They don't need her.
That's what she's trying to do.
She's apparently... I'm hot again. Excuse me. Apparently... This is good.
Apparently,
they're already over, so they don't need her. So, who cares? I don't care.
No, I don't really care either. But it was just like... She's going... So... I go to these. Okay, so say what you're going to say, because you're like, I got lots to say once we're finished this part. So,
yeah.
So we're finished this part.
Forever.
So say what you're going
to
say.
Well, okay, no, I just wanted to. I want to do a little more analysis.
Oh, analysis.
Yeah. So you were going. What were you going to do there? You were going to talk about who's where and how many, because that's basically what I'm going to break down for you here.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I was going to do that.
Okay.
So you could. So there's.
Okay, so I'm gonna break this down for you a little bit. Okay. Let me break this down. Break it down.
Break the walls down. Break down the draft.
Oh, break it down.
Break it down.
Yeah.
What are the lyrics there?
Degenerates, and there's something fall. Just got tired of doing what they told me to do.
Yeah!
And then when Mike Tyson comes on, that's a rape, little man. Pick it down.
You know, he should be a tag team partner.
With Bill Cosby.
I was going to say with Heath Slater.
Oh, okay.
Makes more sense.
Heath Slater didn't get drafted. That's funny.
I know. He's going to be involved.
Heath Slater?
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. That's the gimmick, is that he didn't get drafted, so he's going to be involved.
That's actually funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, okay, so this is according to, his guy's name is Dave
Meltzer.
Dave Meltzer. And apparently he writes about tennis.
And soccer.
And occasionally...
Soccer, Texas soccer.
But for some reason there's this thing called the Wrestling...
Oh, Observa.
And in the Observa, he breaks down who's going to be the different rosters. And, right. And here's who he says.
So we did that.
Is an A baby face. Okay.
Here is A baby face.
These are the A, not the A minus, and not the B plus, because we know that's Daniel Bryan. These are the A baby faces, according to him, of Raw. Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. Okay. The A heel, Seth Rollins.
Oh boy.
A minus babyface?
There's an A minus, huh?
Finn?
Okay.
Sami Zayn?
What?
Big Show. Okay?
What?
This is gonna hammer home more and more how shitty these rosters are.
Okay.
I believe. A minus heel? Mm-hmm. Chris Jericho? Oh, yeah. Rusev?
Oh god.
Kevin Owens. Yeah.
B babyface.
Neville and Cesaro.
Okay.
B heel? Sheamus. C babyface.
Oh, well, there's C plus heel, Mike Sanders.
Oh yeah,
above average.
He's above average. Yeah. C babyface, Titus O'Neil, Darren Young, Sin Cara, Jack Swagger, and Mark Henry, and C heel, Braun Strowman, Bo Dallas,
yes.
Curtis Axel.
Curtis Axel. So I just like to pause for a moment.
Yeah.
Is there a D?
No.
Okay. So this is the bottom of the barrel.
This is the bottom of the barrel.
I would like to point out that the largest collection of baby faces and heels is in the C category.
I know.
I just would like to.
I would just, like to too. So as we break this down, as we break this down a little bit further, to break this down. Yeah, stop doing that. I can't concentrate when you do that. Sorry, I don't know why it makes me laugh so much, but it does. So there are, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 baby faces on the entire Raw roster.
12 baby faces.
How many heels, just off the top of your head, do you believe there are
17.
On the entire roster?
17.
Singles heels, 7.
On Raw?
Yeah.
7 heels.
7 heels.
Now, I have a question about this.
Seth Rollins?
Can I?
Chris Jericho, Rusev, Kevin Owens.
Yes.
Braun Strowman, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel. Okay. 12 to 7. 19 wrestlers in total.
Okay, no.
Singles guys to fill 3 hours.
Singles
and
guys.
And 2 belts.
Singles guys.
So two belts.
Well.
2 belts. Right?
2 belts. 2
belts. Maybe 3. Belts. If they also get the Intercontinental belt here.
3 belts. Okay.
19 people.
Right.
Not enough people.
Okay.
Okay? Especially when we're talking about that. Okay.
Okay. But tag team action, hot and heavy on Raw.
Tag teams. Here are the tag teams. Okay? Yeah. One more time. It's New Day. Here are the face tag teams. New Day.
Okay.
Enzo and Cass.
Me.
Truth and Goldust.
Whoa.
Okay? The tag team heels.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Gallows.
What?
Dudley.
Luke Gallows
and Arn Anderson. Bullet Club.
Okay.
So Bullet Club,
yeah.
Dudley's,
okay.
Shining Stars.
Wow.
Okay. So are you really, so New Day has already worked with the Dudley's, and nobody's going to want to watch them against R-Truth, so that leaves
Bullet Club.
And are you looking for a New Day Shining Stars feud? Is that money?
Oh, fuck. And Bo Dallas and Axel.
Well, I suppose you could, but who gives a fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have enough. You need to turn at least 2 guys here, because you're, like I say, 12 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
You need to turn a couple people. As I look at the baby faces to turn, maybe Cesaro, though I don't think that's a good idea. You can turn a Big Show or Mark Henry, nobody gives a fuck, but at least you would turn them and even this out. Jack Swagger, maybe you could turn, that would be a shame. But when we talk about these people getting chances again, it's like, there's not nearly as much as you want, and there's not nearly the amount of fresh matchups here that you want.
Although,
but that's bad.
Although,
especially with 3 hours to fill. But that's nothing compared to when we get to SmackDown.
So you're one guy, okay, well, you're one guy, like we talked about, that you wouldn't do and I wouldn't do, but if it is the Bauer Club.
If it is the Bauer
Club. And then there's a heel Bauer.
Okay, so that would make it 11-8.
And he is good as a heel.
Well, he's an excellent heel.
It's just,
but I think they look at the merchandising he can do, and I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, so this is, again, but that's not good. I mean, this tag team division, that's not good. To go a little further.
What about the chicks?
Well, that's where I was going next.
Okay.
Okay, here's your women on Raw.
Okay.
Okay. So your baby faces.
Yes.
Sasha Banks.
Cool.
Paige.
Oh, yeah.
Alicia Fox. Your heels.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Right.
Nia Jax. Summer Rae. And Dana Brooke. Now,
Wait, I forgot about that one. I forgot that Nia jacks off NXT. Now on Raw.
Right. So, are you looking forward to the Charlotte Alicia Fox feud?
Well, we all are.
I mean, I'm sure Brie Bella, or not, yeah, Nikki Bella's coming back, but who gives a fuck? And she'll be on Raw, I'm sure.
Right.
Actually, she won't. She'll be on SmackDown, because that's where her man is.
That's, yeah, so she'll come back to challenge.
So she won't be going against Charlotte. She'll be with John Cena, most likely.
Most likely, yes.
Then again, he's not there anyway, so who gives a fuck?
Well, but if just put her on, I was going to say, well, no, she'll still be on SmackDown, because they're still going to be on the same touring schedule. They still need to be on the same schedule, right?
Maybe.
So, yeah, well, that's the one that...
But you look at this roster, and you have...
But I think...
The amount of people you don't want... There's 7 women on the roster. Not enough for a full division. More importantly, there's 7 women, and I would say minimum 3.
Yeah.
And Dana Brooke, Summer Rae, and Alicia Fox, I don't want to watch Russell, because they're terrible.
And
I probably put Nia Jax in that range, which leaves you Paige, Sasha Brooks, and Charlotte. Yeah. Again, not enough. Now, even if you put in one, even if you put in like one, like all this talk about the women's revolution, when you look at their roster,
yeah,
it's like they're top heavy. Like their women's roster is top heavy.
That's the implants.
Like it's got people you want to see that they're top heavy at the top.
Yes.
Of it. But there's nobody at the bottom. You don't want to see anybody in the bottom. You don't want to see the one at the bottom.
Naomi, maybe. Alexa Bliss.
But seriously, help! It's like, okay, now.
But that's the worst of it, right?
No.
Oh.
Let's go over to Raw, SmackDown. Let's look at this a little more.
Wait, SmackDown, this whole thing was meant so SmackDown could be better.
Okay. Here's your baby face. A baby face.
Here's a baby face.
Okay. A baby face on SmackDown.
So, SmackDown Live.
Live.
Raw taped.
Your A baby faces are Dean Ambrose, John Cena, and Randy Orton. I'd like to repeat that. Your A baby faces are Dean Ambrose, John Cena, who's only there part-time, and Randy Orton, who will not be working a full-time schedule.
Why not?
Because he's Randy Orton, and he's old. Oh. And he gets hurt.
Look at him.
So old. A heels. Here you go.
Wait, that was all the A baby faces?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your A heels.
Yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Get rid.
Okay.
AJ Styles.
Right.
Good. Bray Wyatt.
Whoa. And?
I would not call Bray... That's it. And I would not call Bray Wyatt an A-heel. But here's your A-minus baby faces.
Would you call Bray Wyatt an A-hole?
Here's your A-minus baby faces. And here's your A-minus heels.
Okay.
So moving on to your B baby faces, because they don't have an A-minus.
They have no upper mid.
And no, they don't. They have no upper mid.
Okay.
Okay? After Bray Wyatt, your next heel, after AJ Styles and Bray Wyatt, your third heel on the brand, The Miz. That's how deep your drop-off is. That's how fucking deep your drop-off is. That's how fucking deep your drop-off is. The Miz. Okay? Number 4, Baron Corbin. Number 5, Alberto Del Rio.
Wow.
Okay? But your number 4 babyface is Dolph Ziggler.
So?
Your number 5 babyface, Kane. That's your,
who also has a part-time schedule.
Yes.
Which is going to be vice president.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So here are now your C baby faces.
So now under the B level SmackDown, the Cleveland cocksuckers explode.
Yay. So here is your C baby faces.
I see.
Okay. Kalisto.
Wow.
Zack Ryder.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Apollo Crews.
Yay.
Mojo. Raleigh. And your C heels. I want you to guess. Do you remember who are your C heels?
C no.
Time's up.
Oh, was Eric Rowan on there?
Eric Rowan
and was
no, it's just Eric Rowan. Oh. Your C heels are Eric Rowan.
Nice.
Okay.
Totally for Eric Rowan versus Dolph Ziggler.
So again, I said that it was 12-7.
Yeah. 12-7.
Yeah, 12-7. Right. Mm-hmm. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
9 and 6. 9 baby faces, 6 heels for theoretically 2 belts. 15 performers. Now then, don't get me wrong, we're talking about bringing in Jimmy Wang Yang and Shelton Benjamin and MVP and
Stevie Richards.
Who gives a fuck? They don't even provide the depth.
Take that. Kurt Hawkins is coming in.
Brian Myers?
Kurt fucking Hawkins is coming in. You know who they need to bring in? Is Freight
the Rock?
Train.
Yes, Freight Train would be good. But this is it. Like even if you bring in these people, you're adding C-level people. You're not adding anybody who has potential. And when I look at these C people, The Miz, okay, again, I look at your Bs, okay? Ziggler, Kane, Miz, Corbin, Alberto Del Rio. Which one of these guys could be elevated to being an A or A minus?
Del Rio.
Maybe.
Yeah, Del Rio had...
But he's already pretty damaged, and his contract is up fairly recently, and they better make him happy.
He's only done it 1 year?
I think so, yeah. And you look at your Cs, which one of these guys? Kalisto, Zack Ryder, Apollo Crews, Mojo Rawley. Crews has the most potential, but needs at least 2 years in NXT first.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
And
Eric Rowan.
Oh.
Because your heel can't be elevated. So then you talk about the people you're bringing in for depth. None of those people could be top people. No. Maybe Shelton Benjamin can.
But that's just...
But then again, you're talking about Shelton... Like, we're assuming all these guys go to SmackDown. Raw also needs people, though.
But okay, but those are just your singles people. Certainly, SmackDown's depth can be made up in the Red Hot Tag Team division.
Well, let's go to that. Their tag team faces.
Uh-huh.
Can you name them? Off the top of your head.
There's American Alpha.
That's right.
Yes. And the Usos.
Yeah, and you can stop there.
I was going to.
Those are your two babyface tag teams.
Okay, very very good.
Okay, and we can probably put together... The Hype Bros, right? Making it going from 9-6 to 7-6.
Yes.
For 2 belts. 13 people.
Yes.
13 people and a total of
2 belts.
Styles and Wyatt and Ambrose are the only ones who will be there a lot. So get ready to see those guys wrestle each other to death. I predict that Ambrose and Wyatt will be the new John Cena versus Randy Orton.
I predict.
You will be fucking sick of it.
I predict.
Pain?
Pain.
Yeah, it will be painful. So your heel teams, okay?
Okay.
Your heel teams then.
I'm waiting.
Ascension.
Uh-huh.
Breezango,
yeah.
Vaudevillains. Hot and Heavy.
Yes.
Are you really looking forward to, when you look at American Alpha...
Hype Bros against the Vaudevillains?
When you look at American Alpha, here are the heel teams they can work with. Ascension.
Yes.
Breezango.
Correct.
Vaudevillains.
Ooh.
What a waste of these two talented motherfuckers. Because there's not one team in there that you're going
to
have a Hot and Heavy feud with.
The only team
they can have the Hot and Heavy feud with is the Usos. And once you go through that, you're left with the Hype Bros, and who gives a fuck?
Yeah, they gotta go to the club, right?
And that's why this doesn't work, splitting up the teams.
Right.
If you put these teams together, same with the women. Mm-hmm. Here's a woman.
Yes.
The faces are Becky Lynch and Carmella.
Okay.
Your heels are Natalya, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, and Eva Marie.
Naomi could go babyface.
Or Alexa Bliss. I think Naomi could be the partner instead of Bayley tonight.
Naomi is the partner?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss could go babyface, and they're going to try and make Eva Marie babyface, and it won't work. But the point being, though, what? Who do you want to watch wrestle?
Ghostbusters!
And all those teams. Becky Lynch, you'd like to watch her? She's good.
Yeah. Like
Carmella, do you want to watch her wrestle? No.
No, I'd rather see her box.
Yeah. Natalya? Sure.
Yeah.
Naomi and Alexa Bliss, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, minorly, but... And then Eva Marie. Again, you're left with between two and two more, if you want to be generous, people that you can watch wrestle in the women's division on SmackDown.
Yeah.
That's going to get old really quick. So this is where splitting up the tag team divisions and the women's divisions just fucks you. Because there's not a lot of women you can bring in.
No, that's right.
And there's not a lot of tag teams that are tag teams you can bring in.
That's true.
So splitting them up and not making them brand specific.
That's Charlie.
Or even doing this split does not work at fucking all. Okay. This is horrible. The rosters are horrible. The rosters aren't going to get new people. And they didn't end up presentation. They should have had those new people on the show.
Here's the thing. Where I looked at it, because again, I didn't know who was wearing what was what and who was there.
Now that you do, aren't you excited?
But, well, what I'm looking at...
I can't wait to watch those 13 people wrestle for two belts. We'll get fresh matchups all the time on SmackDown.
It was the presentation of it that was boring as fuck.
Yeah, it was.
That just didn't get me excited for this, and to the point where it's like...
But you didn't even know how shitty this was.
What they didn't
do... Now you know how shitty it is.
Well, yeah. And
it's shitty.
And they didn't...
They don't have the depth for this.
No.
Do you realize they had... When they did this in 2002, they had like 80 people?
Yeah.
And they did like 80 people in 2004 and stuff. And even like 2011... They had like 65 plus people. Do you realize if you add up 19 and 16, it comes to 35 male performers who are single stars over two brands? Okay? 16. It comes to, if you add up the tag teams, you have 11 tag teams, 22. You have a total of 22 plus 35, 57 male performers on the roster. That is anywhere from 20 to 40 less than you need to make this work.
I'm on Raw right now.
20 to 40.
I'm on Raw right now.
Okay.
Okay. And Stephanie McMahon and Mick Foley are included here. 42 people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not enough people. And there's nobody coming. And that's why this whole thing about the six people from SmackDown, and you gotta leave Nakamura down there and Joe down there. You need these guys in the main roster. Bobby Roode, Austin Aries. Anybody who can go has any sort of presentation, any sort of charisma, any sort of wrestling ability at all. If you want to leave people down there, if you don't think Eric Young is good enough for the main roster, that's fine. He should be the guy who's working with the young guys like the No Way Jose's to get them ready.
Yeah.
And Apollo Crews and fucking Baron Corbin. Because we're forgetting that some of the people that are up there aren't ready and aren't good enough to really be up there. So you need to, but they are so busy thinking of SmackDown now as a touring brand that's doing well that they've lost
NXT.
What am I saying?
SmackDown.
They're so busy thinking
NXT
about,
Live.
Yeah, they're so busy that they've forgotten NXT is only there to develop and lose money. Yeah. It's okay to lose money. It's supposed to develop. And now they're thinking of themselves as a touring brand. We don't want to lose money on it, so they're fucking themselves. Would you rather lose a little bit of money and have people in NXT and make more money and have a better show and better ratings and better house shows and all that shit on the main roster? Or do you rather lose not as much money down there and not make as much money on the main roster? Because that's what you're doing. It makes no sense. You've lost your focus of what NXT is. Developing people.
So SmackDown,
not putting people like Joe and Nakamura.
SmackDown, including Shane and Daniel Bryan and Maurice.
Yeah.
Showing here 33 people.
Yeah.
So.
Fucking pathetic.
And
so even if you bring in these people, who gives a fuck? You're not bringing back The Rock.
No, exactly. Stone Cold isn't coming back. The Rock, Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
You know, these
Kurt Angle might come back, but whatever. He's going to be good for, what, two matches a year?
Well, no, three
matches
that's a year? What I'm saying. Is that nobody's coming back
no.
full-time. Undertaker, you know, like, all these guys just aren't.
You need to, there's like eight people, more people that need to come up that are in NXT, and you cannot, and even then you don't have the depth for two brands.
Okay.
But you could do two fantastic shows where if a guy's on SmackDown one week, then next week he's on Raw, then he's not on SmackDown, and just mix them up and just have good booking.
Here's
and no need. Have a good booking.
Here's what
How
I
about that instead?
This is, I mean, what I would have done, personally, what I would have done, what they did originally in the original, whatever it was, 2002 draft, is that the champion and the women's champion can go where?
Yeah, anyway.
You put the Intercontinental on Raw and the U.S. on SmackDown, or whatever. Yeah, one whatever. Of those go on there. It's secondary. Each brand has their secondary.
Event, I think the women ended up on Raw and the Cruiserweights ended up on SmackDown at some point. Was that in 2004 or was that right away? I can't remember.
No, it was the tag teams on one and the Cruiserweights on the other.
Was it?
But the women's champion...
That didn't last long, though.
Because Jazz and Triple H could go on both shows.
Oh, that's right.
But... I put the women on one, and I put the tag teams on the other.
You wasted a pick on Charlotte that early, so you could have a strong women's division. And then you end up with fucking Carmella?
No, sorry. Let me go to Raw. Here, in a sec. I'll show you. They got Alicia Fox.
So, guess what?
They got Charlotte. They got Dana Brooke.
Yeah, so if that was your mission, you did not accomplish it.
They got Nia Jax.
You failed to accomplish your mission, and you just...
They also have Summer Rae.
You completely fucked that pick then. What's the point?
Well,
what's the point of any of this?
Now
let's talk about the Cruiserweight portion.
The Cruiserweight portion?
That's coming to Raw.
Oh, yeah. So they have Sin Cara.
I don't think he counts. You have to be 205 pounds. So I think Xavier Woods, Neville, I think.
Primo.
Maybe. I don't think Primo. He's the much bigger of the two.
Epico.
Jack
Swagger.
Finn Balor. Okay. Enzo. So a lot of tag team people. Right?
Braun Strowman.
Yeah. But that's the thing, right? Like, that's when this thing will die, and it won't take too long. When they decide that they need to push Braun Strowman as a monster, and he lays out 2 to 4 cruiserweights all by himself, and kill the division. Because that's what they did before. And there's no way it doesn't happen again. Neville, Finn, Enzo.
That's it.
What's his name? Epico?
Okay.
No, I think Primo is the smaller one.
Yeah, Primo looks to be the smaller
one. Yeah, Primo. I think that's it. And then if you look at Tajiri and the Brian Kendricks, woo, money. And
well, but if you get a TJ Perkins and a guys, but how many
but
of those
won't.
Guys
they're
going to
put these? They're going to. They're
that's
not
the thing, to. Right? Who's going to stay on SmackDown? But I mean, you should be like that's your time to bring up Austin Aries.
Sure, but then it makes no sense to not bring them up now.
See, I'll be curious.
It makes no sense to limit it and say, oh, we're going to bring up Austin Aries. If you don't bring him up in the draft, then why is he eligible now?
Now, what they don't have, shockingly, is the plan yet. Because, I mean, Stephanie said, we're going to bring up Cruiserweights. They don't even know when.
Because they decided that fucking morning.
Yeah.
They haven't, it's not, this is going to fail. I'm not against Cruiserweights. I love the Cruiserweight Classic. It's fucking great. Because they have a plan. Yes. They built it for a long time, had a long-term plan, and are executing it. It's fucking great.
Yes.
But they didn't just decide, hey, fuck, let's do this, and next day film it.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Now, they haven't brought it up again. We'll see if they even do bring it up again.
Well, no, they did. Did they not bring it up on...
I don't think they did.
SmackDown?
I don't believe they brought it up.
No, I don't think they did.
So, who knows? I mean, they could just forget about it. But if they do go forward with it, if you don't have a plan, and they're not presented properly, and the matches aren't presented properly, and they're made to job out to the bigger guys, which will happen, all the things that... There's no reason for me to have any faith that Vince McMahon understands what to do with cruiserweights. Damn shame, because Triple H, I have to say, he gets it.
Yeah, he gets it. He is getting it, yeah.
He gets it.
And it is a shame, and so we'll have to, who knows.
I would say Triple H right now. If I was to say Booker of the Year, I would give him Booker of the Year.
Yeah.
So far, and for his work down in developmental.
Yes. But my whole, I look at it now, it's just like, I can't see anything that I'm excited about.
No.
Like, that's the whole... Peace.
Even the matches I could be excited about, they'll blow through it really quick.
Exactly.
Because they don't have a deep roster.
And they don't have any idea, they don't have any plan to build the Seth Rollins versus Sami Zayn.
No.
You know, which is a great
sure.
match.
You know, they don't have any plans, you're right.
You know, something that I would be totally...
They don't have any plans for that Cruiserweight. If Finn has to be your Cruiserweight champion. Because if Finn doesn't want that belt, it buries it right away.
Yeah.
He has to say, fuck that, I want that, that's just as prestigious. You have to elevate it, and if you don't, and I think that they have bigger plans for Finn, unfortunately, nothing should be bigger. Because it, right away, it just puts that belt, and that's a big part of your problem is your belts mean fuck all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. So,
and so if they do end up with all the belts on Raw, and they have to create more on SmackDown, that's just going to create more belts.
See, and that's what I was talking about too. Is that like we've got these belts here, and then you've got like you go to SmackDown where you've got no.
I mean, I'm so good looking.
You've got no one for any of the like the women have no goal, and the tag teams have no goal. So it's a matter of they're going to have to create or what they're going to. Do I don't know, but
again, you're gonna have to turn somebody. I imagine Ziggler turns heel, so you're gonna have to turn somebody because you're getting unbalanced roster. But it doesn't matter.
So there's another tag team,
yeah,
the Cleveland Cocksuckers.
Yeah, the Cleveland Cocksuckers.
Right,
I'd make them my champs.
You've got the Baron Corbin Apollo Crews go back to Ring of Honor feud.
Yeah.
So Bray Wyatt but I mean Rowan and Harper when they come could be in. I mean it's just. But I don't know. No. That's the whole
point. If Rowan or Harper are in, okay, like that is American team. Alpha team.
Yeah, there's...
But again, how long, can you run that for 3 years straight?
Yeah, well, that's it, right? Exactly. How do you...
How many guys are on SmackDown that you think are close to or should retire?
Well, there's Orton.
Okay, yeah, seriously. Retire. And I'm talking seriously. One, Orton, Kane, who's gone soon.
Mojo.
that's
no,
two.
But there's Orton, Kane, there's yeah. two, right?
There's two. Cena, that's three.
Cena's three, yeah. That's three. You got three.
There's three.
And then Del Rio may not be long for the roster either.
And he's 39, so he may not be wrong for wrestling.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so let's call it four.
Let's say four.
Four out of
that 30. Roster that's already so low.
Yeah.
Okay, and then over on Raw, you got Big Show. Retire.
Yeah.
Please retire.
After Mania, right?
Yeah.
Lesnar's just part-time.
Yeah.
Right? Who knows how long the Dudley Boys are going to be
around? The Dudley Boys, that's two more. So where I go three or four.
And then you're Jericho.
Jericho, that's five.
Right.
Goldust, that's six.
Yeah, Goldust is six.
R-Truth, that would be seven.
Yeah. Mark Henry would be eight.
So
Roman Reigns would be nine. So we're up to eight.
Eight, and I don't know how long Titus sticks around or Sin Cara sticks around, but let's say eight.
Eight.
So that roster
again, like, 8 out of 40. Whatever, 40. Yeah. So
you're fucked.
Yeah.
So even if you got it, so the idea that they got to bring up the people they have in NXT that are ready, and they got to let NXT go back to developing people.
Well, but here's the other part of it that we haven't talked about is that right now. They've probably in the last, for the last, say, of the last 18 months,
yeah.
Right now, they're at peak roster.
This is their best roster in a long time.
Like, Cena that's was hurt, scary. And Orton was hurt, and Wyatt was hurt. Like, there's all of
yes,
this.
That's right.
So, like, we're talking, you know, 30 guys on the SmackDown. Neville. Yeah. We're talking 30 guys on the SmackDown, and...
What happens if they have another run where they lose four to six people in 2 months?
Exactly. Then what, right?
Then what?
It's just like, oh, fuck. So, I mean, then...
Rollins was hurt. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What happens if you lose, if you lose Rusev for 6 months, Sami Zayn for 4 months, AJ Styles for 4 months, and Cesaro for 4 months. Just say you lose those four, just between those two rosters. How fucked are you?
Well,
I'm not even talking about their shitty booking.
No.
We're talking just about...
Injury.
Like, the logistics of this.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
they're so stupid.
If you didn't have shitty booking, it wouldn't be so bad. But you have shitty booking, and then you get injuries, and you're fucked.
You present me a horrible show.
Yeah.
A terrible SmackDown. Boring as fuck. Mm-hmm. Horribly done.
Yes.
Next week, new set.
And new logos, though.
Oh, fuck.
They have new logos, guys. Oh. And they have a new announced team.
Oh.
Raw is Michael Cole, Corey Graves, and Byron Saxton. So
that's not that new.
No. And,
JBL for Graves is a slight upgrade.
Yes. And we'll see. And now SmackDown is Moro, Otunga, and JBL.
Slight downgrade.
So, unfortunately for Moro... Vince cares.
Yeah.
Right now. So he has JBL there.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. We'll see.
Meanwhile, the Cruiserweight Classic is presented so fresh and good. And the announcing so good. And the matches. Just the way it's done.
Yeah.
Is so good and what people want. As long as Vince McMahon doesn't get what the roster wants or what the audience wants today, and he doesn't. And people are talking about these great ratings for SmackDown. Hey, I beat Raw. Okay. 3.17 million people watched.
Yes.
3.17. All this hype, everything.
Yeah.
The original draft in 2002.
Yes.
Did a 4.95 rating.
Right.
Had over 6.5 million people watch.
6.6 million.
Yeah. Yeah. The 2004 did 4.5. Yes. So again, about almost 6.5 million people watched.
Yes.
Okay. The 2011, when they decided this doesn't work anymore, the very last one.
Yes.
Did a 3.3 rating, I believe it was. It had 4.4 million people watch.
Yeah.
So you're at about 1.2 million less.
Yes.
And this is considered a success. This is how badly you fucked your product to the point where even this idea and any buzz this would have gotten, any social media and people talking about it, isn't enough to get people that have quit watching come back. That's all the people that watched Raw. That's not new people.
Exactly.
They don't give a fuck.
No, nobody knew.
Because you fucked them. It's because people weren't wrestling fans. They never managed to make people wrestling fans. They made people fans of Austin or Raw.
Yes. And they weren't able to transplant that. They weren't able to make people fans of anybody else.
And we talk about these rosters. It's like, you don't have an Austin or Rock, and none is coming.
No.
The scary thing is, you have like 15 Bret Harts.
Yes. Yes.
When Bret Hart was there, there was Bret, there was Bulldog, there was Owen, there was Michael. Bret had like 5 or 6 of him.
Yeah.
Of people like wrestling like that ability.
Yeah.
Now there's like 15.
Even Yokozuna, for God's sakes.
Yeah. But now there's like 15, and they still can't.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a
rock. They can't figure it out.
They can't figure it out.
So. All right. Well, I think that's the draft. That's the draft. Let's come back in just a second with,
Have I mentioned I hate them?
Yeah. But wait.
There's more.
We're gonna watch the butthole ground.
Okay. You want to say anything about Brock Lesnar and his suspension or not suspension and that thing?
No.
No?
No, it doesn't really matter.
No.
He's a juiced guy.
They all.
It's shocking.
Here's the amount of people I guarantee you, I'm sure aren't.
Do you promise me?
That I'm sure aren't juicing on the WWE roster is. Daniel Bryan.
Renee Young.
And Mick Foley.
Yeah, Renee Young.
I'm not sure about Renee.
Who else?
Daniel Bryan. And Mick Foley.
Mauro Ranallo.
Probably Mauro. Yes, probably Mauro. He's on Adderall, though.
That's too bad. I really like
it. What is a subscription?
Prescription.
Whatever.
Subscription is what we have to the WWE Network.
Fuck them.
Let's go watch it now.
No, wait. Okay. What about the lawsuits?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that after we get back to, because then I'll pull up all the names because I think they're funny. Or do you want to do that now?
Let's just do it now. Because, okay. I mean, what do we want? What are you worried about missing? The pre-show match?
Breezango.
I really hope this is a good show. We can come back in a better mood, or I can. I got a lot of stuff on my chest, so I feel better.
Yeah.
But fuck them. I would like to see that. I would like to say that. I believe it's 36 people that are suing them, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but they're great people.
No, well, that's it, right? I think these people are morons. They're stupid. What a bunch of... They got to be the stupidest, dumbest people ever. And the 36 of them, what a lack of loyalty. It offends me that you have 36 people that stupid suing them while you're currently employed for them as writers.
Yeah. Let me look at this stuff here. 53 wrestlers. Let's
see. Oh, 53. Well, then it's writers and their assistants.
Yeah.
Chavo. It's the Demolition. They're never going to the Hall of Fame now.
I hate them.
Nicest guys we met at Mania.
Access, yeah.
Orton was Orndorff, isn't he one of them? But there was a few other people who I'm like, oh, you just fucked your chance of going into the
Slick,
yeah, of going into the Hall of Fame. So I guess it doesn't mean anymore.
The Hebners,
yeah, oh yeah, the Hebners, yeah.
Let me just see here. What's the name? Jesus.
Yeah,
Where is a concussion?
You want me to
concussion
do it?
Concussion is to shut the fuck up. Yeah, if you can find it then.
Yeah, I think it's probably this one's observer. I'm trying to open so that I can see that. Now, was it observer?
Observer.
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 The observer. I think it's probably in here. So you'll find this shit. Shit. Okay. Here's the, okay.
I believe Boris Zhukov.
I think Chavo Jr., which I understand. He's not making much of Burger King.
That's true, but that's where he got his concussion.
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
A road warrior animal.
Oh, yeah.
Snuka.
Oh, yeah, I hope he testifies.
It threw his wife, Carol Snuka, who filed. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she has got a few concussions from Snuka, though.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, is she still alive?
Paul Orndorff.
Mr. Wonderful.
Chavo Guerrero Jr. Chavo Guerrero Sr. Brian Clark. Adam Bomb.
Oh, Adam Bomb. Total destruction.
Yeah. Anthony Norris. Ahmed Johnson. Yeah, he would have got those in wrestling, not in football.
Mm. Well, to be honest, is he was suing them for a contusion. But just when he said it, they couldn't.
That's, that makes sense.
So
Kamala.
What? Kamala?
Yeah.
How does Kamala... He can't even sign his name. He needs Kamala. Kim Chi to do this for him.
That's right. Kamala. Dave and Earl, we mentioned over to the Hebners.
Yes.
King Kong Bundy.
What?
King Patera.
Kenny Patera, yeah. No concussion by, like, throwing bricks at people in McDonald's.
Sabu, who, by the way, his real name apparently is Terry Brunk.
That's awesome.
I know. Terry Brunk.
Terry Brunk, baby.
Sabu.
Yeah, Sabu got his concussions in WWF.
Smash an axe. The Berserker.
Yes, Berserker, yeah.
Johnny the Bull Stamboli. Do you know what his real name is?
He's Bailey's manager, isn't he?
Yes, Jonathan Hugger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got it there. Yeah. Why am I reading it then?
Because you're doing a good job.
All right. Jim Brunzel.
Jumpin' Jim.
Susan Green. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Okay.
Angelo Mosca.
Yes, certainly got those there. Not at Ivor Wynne Stadium.
Not by playing football with a leather helmet for all those years, yes. 20 years. No, that wouldn't do it.
No.
James Manley.
Oh,
Jim Powers. You know, Manley, Powers, it makes sense.
Jesus.
Mike Enos. Butch Reed.
The Natural.
Which is Bruce Reed.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Jazz. Speaking of which, Sylvain Grenier.
Right.
Omar
Atlas.
Yeah. Who the fuck?
He's a jobber.
He's Buddy Marino, Omar Atlas, or Omar...
Oh, Negro.
Donnelly O'Jonathan.
Oh, fuck, really?
Shane Douglas.
Well, Shane Douglas, of course.
Mohammed Hassan.
Jesus.
Henry Godwin.
Okay, that's probably like the only one that has a case.
Princess Victoria. Who the fuck is she? Victoria Otis? I don't know. Judy Martin.
Okay.
What's a Mark Jindrak?
What's a Mark Jindrak?
Axel Rotten's dad.
Axel Rotten's dad got concussions from WWE?
No, but he's suing on behalf of his son.
Oh, okay.
Marty Jannetty, who might have gone in the Hall of Fame and now won't.
Marty Jannetty? I understand he's going to drop his lawsuit to get hired.
Heidenreich. Warlord, the Barbarian.
Nice.
Rip Oliver. Bobby Billard, the famous Bobby Billard.
Oh, is that BB?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
Rex King, the famous Rex King.
What? Yeah, that's...
Freddie Joe Floyd. Tracy Smothers.
Freddie Joe Floyd, wow.
Mantar. That does explain the gimmick.
Yes.
Black Bart.
Wow.
Slick. One Man Gang, yeah. Who now won't go into the Hall of Fame. No. Jimmy Jack Funk.
Wow.
Lou McConey, Rod Price, Donald Driggers, Rodney Mack, back the match.
Well, Jazz is suing, right? So.
Yeah. Are they still together?
Yeah.
Were they ever really together?
Yeah, they were really together. Who gives a fuck?
Ron Bass.
Okay.
Oh, didn't I say ever say? No, I said Black Bart. Same thing. Boris Zukov.
Who was born James Darnell, but he legally changed his name so he would own the rights to the name.
Because it's such a good name.
Well.
And we wouldn't recognize him otherwise with that massive
skull.
Mushroom-shaped skull.
Yeah.
If anybody looks like they had a few concussions, they're... Oh, there's the gas.
Yeah.
It is a wee dog roast.
There's the gas.
Ah.
I like how Chavo Guerrero Jr.'s real name is Salvatore Guerrero IV.
That's awesome. So here's the names missing. Notable names missing. Coco Beware, Ivan Koloff, and Dynamite Kid.
Yes. I'm just looking at, like, all of these guys.
Those are people that they had done what they could to keep them from suing ahead of time.
But I'm just looking at, like, these people that are suing the World Wrestling Federation. It's like...
No. Entertainment.
Every single one of these fucking guys is outside of maybe, like, what, Slick? And then even then.
Like, no, like, some of them had time in there, but not most of their careers. But it's not about most of their careers. It's about, yeah.
Well, but that's what I'm looking at. Like,
but that's not how they're presenting it, though.
I know. Well, that's just it, and that's why
but
that
it
moves.
Is stupid.
That's
but
why
I think that I think that the thing is that it's just like they're just. It's these lawyers, the same one who at this point has put so much of his life and money into this that he can't give it up because
exactly.
He's fucked otherwise.
He's obsessed. But I mean, the thing is the whole point.
I think he thinks he'll break them down.
I think the whole, yeah, I know. But
they won't ever give up here.
The thing is
because it fucks them too much in the future.
This whole innocent until proven guilty thing.
Yeah.
Is that you cannot prove that the World Wrestling Federation caused them to have damages resulting from concussions.
Well, you might if you listen to Jonathan Coachman, you're probably thinking to yourself, definitely there's something to these concussions.
That's true. That's true. But I mean, I look at like Orndorff, right? Snuka, you know, all of these people, like Kamala, you know, like everybody on this list, essentially, as I said, had. There are most of these people on this list, probably 98% of them, had things, walked through the doors of Stanford, Connecticut, Titan Towers, with at least a concussion under their belt.
Oh, I would agree.
Right?
And
so that's the whole thing, is that you cannot prove that the WWF caused them to have damages resulting from concussions that they otherwise wouldn't have gotten if they didn't work for
them. But that's not how they're presenting it. They're presenting it that WWE, even if they weren't in WWE, that in order to get to the WWE, the level that they had to reach was so high that they put themselves in concussion risks.
Yes.
And that's because the WWE standards and stuff. They're doing all this legal, that's bullshit.
And that's, it's not. That's exactly what Chavo Sr. had to do.
That's true.
That's exactly what Slick had to do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Sabu had to do.
That's true.
That's exactly what Angelo Mosca had to do, and King Kong Bundy, and Ken
King
Patera.
Kong Mosca.
Yeah, King Kong Mosca, King Kong Bundy, King Kong Patera. I mean, all these fucking King Kong, it's a bunch of bullshit that'll never stick as much as is WWF at fault for most things in the world? Yes.
Yes.
This is not one of them.
Well, the thing is, again, did they cover up concussions? I don't think it's so much they covered them up or even pressured them to get in. It was just the way the business was. Nobody knew how serious it was. The NFL was like, no, they didn't know how serious it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
Back 25, 30 years ago, it's just a concussion. People didn't know. They thought it was like a cold. Get in there. And the guys thought that too. They'd go, it's like, do you want to sit out tonight? Oh, will I get paid? No. Okay, then I'm going to get in there. And that sucks.
Yes.
But it's not the same as the NFL where you're going to get paid anyways. We want you in there. Get in there.
Yes.
And because it was a different structure. It was, you're not getting paid unless you perform. Whereas NFL, it's like, we're going to pay you anyways, so you better fucking perform.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference.
I just look at a lot of these guys and it's just like, you know.
Yeah.
That's how they're presenting it, but. Again, it's bullshit, it'll never stick, and everything be fine.
Yeah.
You know. So, alright, let's go watch Butthole Ground. And then we'll come back happy. We're gonna come back in just a second.
Instead, let's watch WrestleMania 4 on the network.
Ooh, I have that on my PVR. All right, and there was butthole ground.
Wait, you aren't going to do the opening?
What?
Hey, oh, here we go, for sure.
Well, we already did that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
To the people, to the listeners, to the millions. This is like, it was like just a second. We're like, yeah, we talked about the draft. Remember we talked about the draft?
No.
Yeah, the people did, because they just heard us talking about the draft. And now, even though it's 17 hours later.
Do you mean the We Talk Wrestling Milky Way?
What? No fucking Milky Way.
More of a Mars bar guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snickers. I really satisfy.
Mm. All right, so we just watched Battleground.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
It was a show.
I'm in a better mood. It was a good show.
Yeah,
it was a good show. It's hard to believe any of it matters, but it's a good show.
Well, it's one of those things, you know. It's, it's funny how they're really trying to get over the brands, like at the end where they have the locker rooms watching. And it's like, and we talked about it before we started watching the show about how, you know, the, there's no depth. And it's like, they showed, like, 20 people sitting in the bar. It's like, that was the whole roster.
Yeah, that everybody, I think, except for Bray Wyatt. I think even Rowan was there. Like,
yeah, Rowan was there.
Yeah, like, the whole locker. And, like, they're all in the ring, and it's, like, all the men and women, and it's like...
It's not even full.
No, it's not even close. It's, like, pathetic little roster of SmackDown. It's like, they got the world champion, because Ambrose pinned Roman Reigns. What does that mean?
Means that, Dr. Adderall is still, not the, the happiest, person, or not the most endearing person to Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
For little Romy Adderall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Romy Adderall.
Little Romy Adderall had to do the job.
The thing
and
was...
That is interesting, because that says a lot to me about where Vince is
and
with little Romy Adderall.
Well, the thing with him is that... Like, none of it was... I mean, they come out, yes, that Roman Reigns got popped for Adderall, but the thing was, it was how he... Like, it wasn't malicious. It wasn't, intent. He did try to improve his performance.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a listener.
Mm-hmm.
He says, how can I be like Addy? He thought Adderall was the way to do it.
Yeah.
He thought, Adderall, they make sure you're like Addy. He took, I think, 12 a day for a few weeks. It didn't help him.
Helped him more than being off of it. If tonight's performance is any indication.
And then he got suspended. But yeah, whatever, they're like, will he have ring rust? I'm like, well, that's a stupid question to ask.
Yeah, nobody ever has ring rust. Not maybe a little bit for Rollins for a couple weeks, but not well, that not much.
I'm like, well, that's a stupid thing to ask or to point out, because he probably would, and he did. Holy shit, did he ever. Like, it was just, wow.
He was, okay.
Okay.
Okay, here's
okay.
The thing.
Okay. What's the thing?
Sorry, texting somebody.
Oh, good.
It's good on the air. I thought you were talking.
I was. At least. But then I was talking.
At least bullshitting.
Yeah.
And so. Kind of the same thing. No, here's the thing is that,
Fuck him.
What were we talking about?
We don't motherfucking need him. Roman.
What about him?
What about how, he needs to have Adderall.
He probably does.
In order to have a good match.
Rollins was awesome in this match. I'm not saying he was Shawn Michaels good, but he was really good.
Well, fuck Shawn Michaels good. Nobody thinks he's Shawn Michaels good. Nobody with any credibility thinks that Seth Rollins is as good as Shawn Michaels.
No. But
he's great.
He's terrific.
But
he was tonight, I think he was the best performer on the entire roster. And that includes two guys who had a great match. But yeah, I know he was awesome tonight, and he really carried this match because Ambrose was just kind of largely there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Reigns was... Look, he got winded. You could see him sucking wind really early.
Yes.
And he was out of position a lot. He had trouble getting guys up for moves a lot. His timing was off. He looked like shit. And it's funny because usually you see these guys when they're gone, they come back in better shape. He wasn't in horrible shape, but he sure as hell wasn't in better shape.
No.
If he looked a little less defined. But more is probably the cognitive boost, the mental alertness boost that you get, mm-hmm. energy boost from Adderall,
yeah.
that I think he was lacking. You look to me like a guy who does not know how to wrestle clean, because he had a bad night, like a yeah. really bad night. And then yeah. he gets pinned, which says to me that Vince is going, maybe later. But right now, I don't even know. I mean, after this, story-wise, it doesn't even make any sense to me at all that he's in the title picture. Like, him and, you know, like, I yes. if it's going to be Rollins and Reigns, you know, at SummerSlam, to me that doesn't make any sense after this, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know who else it would be either.
Well, AJ, I guess.
No, maybe. He's on the other show.
Oh, right, who Roman fights.
Yeah, or Rollins.
Rollins. Rollins fights Roman, I guess.
No, but it doesn't make any sense after this, is what I'm saying.
I understand that. So, Roman fights Rollins. They're not good at making sense, you see.
I guess.
They don't do...
Are you looking for a picture of Rollins or Reigns all jacked up for the show?
No, I'm just looking for a picture of Roman Reigns in a bottle of Adderall.
Oh. Well, the show just fucking ended. Give it 10 minutes.
Anyway, but so that was it. I mean, again, this whole show, not a lot to say, really, a lot about it, you know, what happened. And,
most of it was good, but it was too long.
Yeah, it was another one that ended a quarter after, right, yeah. the hour.
And I was saying that's going to be a good thing. I was saying about this brand split, because I don't think we're going to see these long shows unless it's both rosters together, because... How, if you have 13 people on SmackDown, do you do a 3-hour-plus show? Like,
well,
you know, it'll be like 2 hours and 45 minutes. Like, you don't have the depth, though. At least I hope.
Well,
at least I hope. I like that one there.
Which one? This one?
No, the first one there. We're looking at shows for the picture, and Roman Reigns with a horse by him, implying he took horse steroids, even if that's not the case.
It's
anabolic steroids. I think that's tremendous.
It's still funny, yeah.
It's still funny, yeah.
We should do the Vince on Muscle and Fitness.
yes. Anyways, so what the hell were we saying?
You know, it's this show again, really long. But you're talking about how the double brand shows and whatever. Summerfest, not yet there.
Oh, it'll be
so
4 hours.
It
plus.
Starts at 5 instead of 6 for us here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Canada.
And so. Yeah, it's going to be long again, like Mania long, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a long, long ass show. Like, this was too long. The like I say, it was a good match at the end, very good, mm-hmm. largely because of Rollins, and then they called back some spots from the past smartly that made sense and were good. So I like it. I like it. Yeah, they hated Reigns, but I don't think they hated him anymore than before. The Orton, Jericho thing was weird. Also really, really long. Jericho was actually pretty good. Orton, though, was like your pandering baby, funny baby face. Like, different than I've ever seen him before.
He did.
Like, grateful to be there and looked really awkward and out of place to me.
Yeah.
Like, it was not the Orton that I think of or want to see.
He did do well. He had the line about the no enhancements needed.
No enhancements needed. He did mention that.
So,
yeah.
That was like the highlight.
That was funny because, you know, we all know that that he's never, ever taken anything.
No, exactly.
In his entire career, Randy Orton, completely clean. Completely. Never once tried any drugs, any steroids, never been nailed for anything. Any other, like, he's a clean performer his whole career, and it's awesome.
Well,
to see him go against somebody who may have taken something.
And that's what it is that he's got, you know, if anybody can claim, you know, to, you know, a right to make that comment, it's Randy Orton, who's, like, straight edge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, we're okay exactly. there. We'll get there.
So right? You got, and Cena pinned, Styles in that 6-man, where, Enzo Amore showed how much charisma he had, even if he talked too long.
Yes.
But he showed how much charisma he had. I guess that sets up, I don't want another three-way after a three-way this month, but it seems to me like it sets up AJ and Cena versus Ambrose for the title there on SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
I suppose. So,
yeah, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Bayley made her debut, though.
Yeah, but she'll be back after SummerSlam, is what they said.
But that was a big
essentially
pop.
What they said. Pop of the night is massive.
Yeah. It was basically like, we heard you for giving a shit for not bringing Bayley up. I'm sure Hunter
yeah.
pushed it and was like, look, this person's got to go up, this person's got to go up, and they didn't pick her. And then he immediately went and said, this is exactly the reaction I was talking about. Look here, look here, look here, look here, look here.
Yeah.
Because he has Vince's ear. Then, yeah, Bayley's
not
up.
Not enough, apparently.
Bayley's up. Well, no, but I mean, they can argue and argue and argue, but then if he keeps coming at it, he's like, this is it, right? And then the pop proved it, so.
Yeah, pop was, but now we won't see her again until after SummerSlam, it seems. The Bray Wyatt pinned the New Day, the Wyatt family, but Bray got the pin.
Yeah.
Keeping your number two or number one babyface, or heel, I mean, on the SmackDown brand, I guess number two behind AJ.
Tiny
strong,
thing, yeah.
But now your champions get pinned by somebody who doesn't lead to a contender.
Right.
So, it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird, but at the same time, like, this whole show was going to be weird. This whole show was, you know, like, again, like,
They just announced they're the longest reigning team ever, then they do essentially a clean pin, and yeah. A good match, another good match.
Yeah, decent match, yeah.
But a clean pin, like, to lead to no challenger is a weird thing. It's just,
yeah,
I don't know.
It is a weird thing, but I mean, you've got
which is like almost like even though it was a good show, it's like, man, we just got to get past this show because we can't really do anything and build anything until we get past this fucking show.
I think exactly. I think tomorrow is going to be more of an indication of where things are going, and then again, Tuesday is kind of that really the beginning of it where they're going to go for SummerSlam, and then you know we'll see. I mean, that's kind of how it is you go. From show to show and whatever, pay-per-view to pay-per-view, and you say, okay, how's this one going? And if it catches your eye, it catches your eye, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. So that's kind of
the
next deal, and Bayley's going to go down against Asuka on NXT, and
then come up after.
And Nakamura's going to fight Joe on NXT, and so that's the SummerSlam I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, because, of course, Rusev beat Zot Ryder, didn't matter. Natalya beat Becky Lynch, which is the right move, but
still didn't matter.
It's a match that probably shouldn't have been on the pay-per-view here. A pay-per-view that already went long, that just didn't have any heat and was in a bad spot and didn't. But it was the right move, but except for she didn't cheat enough to do it. It was just kind of,
yeah,
you know.
She won.
Yeah.
And then Darren Young, it wasn't that she cheated, it was that she had a new attitude. She was more...
Doesn't matter. She heels need to cheat for once.
I know. She needed to cheat to establish the heelness, but...
Zayn and Owens started off slow and didn't seem to be working. The crowd was only sort of into it. And it got better and better and better. Ended up as the match of the night.
Yeah.
Even though the main event was good. It was the match of the night. It was a fucking terrific match, and Zayn won clean. And it felt like the end of the feud, but how is it the end of the feud is the thing. So, because they're still in the same brand, so they are destined to fight forever. Use that as the show picture. That was better, wouldn't it?
No, I have a show picture on
it. I know, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
Oh, why?
Well, you have to read the caption.
Oh, okay.
Here.
And... What does it say? It's a picture of Rikishi, and it says what? Roman without Adderall. I like it. Okay, that's good. No, you need to leave that.
Yeah.
I like the show description this time. Addy and Mo talk the WWE draft and WWE battleground.
Yeah.
In other words, it's late.
We're not fucking around. We're just gonna go.
All you need to know.
Yeah.
You're
done.
Yeah.
But Darren Young.
This match, like, it wasn't a bad match, but the finish made no sense. I still don't know what happened. Miz tried to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Backlund stops him.
Which was hilarious.
Then they kind of get into, like, they get into a little argument. He shoves Backlund.
No, what happens? He backs him off.
Yeah.
And then Darren Young brings him into the ring. And so then Maryse comes over and is like, what the fuck?
That's right.
And slaps Bob Backlund. And then Bob Backlund takes a real comical bump.
Of course.
And then she comes and she takes... Then after Backlund takes the bump...
She pretends like she got hit by
backs up and takes a
a bump down, pretends she fell, pretends he hit him. I don't know who she was trying to convince, Miz, the ref,
I don't whoever. Know the point of it.
Meanwhile, as she says this, Backlund stands up, is just absolutely aghast that anybody would accuse him of this. Does a Jim Playfair,
nice reference.
That's what it was,
though. It is, yeah.
And
goes, two people got that, but
rips, like Hulk Hogan rips his shirt off.
And Hulk Hogan gets it off. Yeah. He just left like the front part.
That's the front
just
part.
Like this hanging shirt. If we can get a picture of that, that would be a good show picture too, but we got one.
But and then it's just, and then Miz comes over and shoves him, and then Darren Young comes up behind and, which tries to give him the cross-faced chicken wing, ends up giving him the $1 million dream.
Yes.
And then, I don't know if it was a double count out or a disqualification.
Why would it be a disqualification though? Because,
but he touched the guy. Seconds, but, so I don't fucking know.
I don't know. And it was like immediately as soon as...
Super Brawl Saturday? I don't even know!
As soon as Young jumps him from behind, the referee calls for it. And then all these referees are trying to break them up, and it's like, so, I don't think it was 10 seconds, and why would they be counting anyways, and Young let them count, and if he's not going to get the belt that way? Yeah. How is it a DQ when Backlund never touched anybody? He just got pushed.
Yeah, and nobody had a blizzard.
Yeah, I don't fucking know what happened here.
Yeah, I don't either.
This was...
But the Intercontinental Championship...
It made no sense, and it was awful, and ruined...
You ruined it.
The Intercontinental Championship remains on the SmackDown.
Yes.
The bottom line there, baby.
Yeah. And the Usos lost to Breezango, much to the crowd's delight.
Yes, actually. They booed the Usos' comeback. And the Usos wearing black paint, so I'm telling you, I think they're going heel.
Mojo eventually comes out, by the way, saved Rusev, Wim Kalin, and then Mojo came out. And so that's what we talked about, the Hype Brothers, our team. That's not leading to Rusev and Raleigh, that's just...
No,
different brands. It's just because
Rusev looked like he's like, I am never facing you ever.
You look stupid. You are clearly a moron.
Yeah.
Like Raleigh
don't comes, fucking touch me.
Raleigh comes out and gets right in his face because he's beating up after the match. All hype, just gets right in his face, and Rusev literally looks at him with about as much fear as if somebody had given him too much cream in his coffee.
Yeah.
Like, how am I gonna handle that?
Yeah.
Like, he just looks at him, completely dismissive, and then he just very calmly gets out of the ring, shaking his head at this loser, and then Michael Cole goes, well, I don't think Rusev wanted any part of Raleigh tonight. I'm like, are you shitting me? Look, I am less afraid when Superman comes to my door and rings the doorbell, and it's an 8-year-old kid with one of those plastic masks on at Halloween. Yes. I am less afraid.
More afraid.
More afraid, sorry. He is less afraid.
There you go.
Fuck.
Moving on. But I just looked at, like...
So it's 7-6, like we said. Now there's 13
7-6,
singles
exactly, because that's our tag team. But the thing was, too, when I look at it... is
people
that,
will hate Raw.
Is
they will hate him.
Well, and no. They won't will. Care.
Oh, good point. That, like, they did not care about Ryder. Why the fuck would they care about
the
him?
The thing about tonight was that... It's like, okay, if you just watched that match, let's say you walked in, you were running late, and you watched that match, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you see Mojo running, and he ran into the Hype Bros music. Get hype, and then it goes woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
Right? So it has some Zack Ryder in the theme music.
Yes.
And so he's going to get beat up.
If you've never watched or seen them as a team, you'd wonder why this guy already has music.
Yes. With them. Okay.
But then again, according to the reaction Bailey got,
that's what I was gonna say. Is if you walked in late, and you could say, "Oh, well, okay, this is just a crowd that doesn't know about NXT." No, they saw Bailey. They fucking loved Bailey, and that's proof that the NXT that there's people that know about Bailey and NXT. So you fast forward over to Mojo a couple whatever an hour later, whatever it was, and it said people just don't give a fuck about.
Maybe, but there is also the thing. Like, remember when they announced on Raw, they go. Yeah, and the cruiserweights are coming to Raw. And then Stephanie stops waiting for the pop. You know how they write the scripts? Or they write
pop.
Crowd pop. Yeah. And nobody reacts. And she goes, you're all watching the Cruiserweight Classic on WWE Network, right? And like, of the 14,000 people there, whatever, or 13,000, like 500 go, yeah. and I'm like, okay, well, if 800,000 people in the US, have the network. Maybe 300,000 have watched the Cruiserweight Championship or Classic, which is 10% of the 3 million watching. No wonder it's not going to get over. No, you just announced it. It's not going to work. And so it's like a really weird, like sometimes you see the reaction like to American Alpha.
Yes.
And you realize it's partially people have seen them on YouTube, they've seen them on the network, they just hear about them in social media or in recaps. And but they're not hearing about the Cruiserweight Champ Classic clearly.
No.
But it's partially people seeing the seeing them on the network, but that's only part of what makes it work.
Yes.
What people anticipate.
I don't know. I don't know what to say when it comes to Mojo. I think he's dead in the water.
Yeah, I think so.
And this reaction already proves that.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So that's the overall show. Yeah, so
it's a decent enough show.
The action was pretty good.
I think I said I'm waiting for Raw for tomorrow just to see.
So that's the bigger question: what happens on Raw tomorrow?
What's going to happen at the Raw Slam?
Yeah.
Raw taped.
Raw Fest.
Raw taped.
Raw taped.
So we got SmackDown Live Raw taped on Monday. Raw
what are going to happen in these two shows now?
Well, the thing is well, you get the World Wrestling Federation Championship on SmackDown, so you got an easy way to go. I think you do that three way. Here's
Cena, Styles, and
Ambrose.
Ambrose, it makes sense, except for the fact that you just had a three way. I don't want to have another three way for the belt.
Well, yeah, there's that, but
then again, we also had 2 6-man tag team matches.
Hell, why don't you just do Ambrose against Cena?
I would, but I just don't think that. We'll see. But I would.
And then.
I wonder how long they want to leave that belt on Ambrose, though. But then again, Ambrose is a baby face who they're pushing to the top that the crowd isn't booing. Hey, how about that?
Yeah, but I mean, again, you've got now you have you have Brock and Orton on top, right?
Yeah.
So then, if you do a Roman against Rollins, and you do a Cena against Ambrose, and then who knows what else? Then like, where does AJ fit in?
I don't know.
Like that's the
who's next?
AJ against what? Ziggler? Like who's?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like what?
Weird. It's weird.
It's really weird. I mean, then you get tag teams that you could do. I mean, it's I don't know. I mean, on Raw, what do you do? Like, is Stephanie pissed and bring out the big gold belt? You know, the crown it at SummerSlam?
Because that was the original plan. The return of Hunter? Bringing that help?
The original plan was that the big gold belt or whatever.
They are going to bring back the big gold, really?
Well, it's not the big gold belt necessarily, but the new, whatever the other championship.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
It's supposed to be for
alcohol. But we thought it would be Cena versus AJ.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well then, it's because Roman got his ass suspended. So
clearly.
It's, you know. So now it's just on Raw, and that's not that big of a change. Just the belt goes on Raw, and it's different people that you're, you know, again, Roman against Rollins, I guess. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's really? That, too.
And then I don't know what else you do. You could still do, I mean, Sami Zayn won, so the babyface won. So do you do a loser leaves Raw, and then it goes, you know, Owens goes over to SmackDown or so? Like it's
so maybe that kind of buries SmackDown. It's like,
the loser goes to SmackDown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it doesn't, like, there's not, other than the idea of, hey, when you get rid of me, or you always can hold that over that I was the one who chased you off this brand, but it makes you seem like you'd want to rather be on that brand, which makes the other brand. Like, if it was loser goes back to NXT or even goes to Evolve, that would be one thing. Loser goes to SmackDown, I don't think that really works to the same degree.
I cannot imagine a loser that's in Evolve.
All right. Anything else then for the show that you want to mention?
I don't know that much.
That's about it then.
That's going to do it for yet another motherfucking week.
Yeah. Okay, then I just want to...
Is there a pay-per-view next week?
Oh, fuck. Feels like it. But there probably isn't until SummerSlam, right?
Oh, good.
So I'll watch both Raw and SmackDown this week, and then then I'll start my
picking
and choosing, which right now is probably SmackDown, mainly because...
The title.
Yeah.
Yeah, the belt.
No, not because of the belt.
Oh.
No, because it's 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. By the way, the announcing tonight... Terrible. What about Jerry Lawler no longer being on the show? Just kind of very...
not noticeable?
No. Just kind of the way they did it here. It's just very...
It's like, by the way.
Yeah. Very nonchalantly just, that's it. This guy who's been there for 20 years doing the job is just...
Yeah, but they did that to JR.
Unceremoniously.
Yeah. Yeah, they did it to JR.
Yes, they did, yeah.
Yeah, they did. And they remember, I mean, it was even worse. They moved JR. It was almost the exact same thing. They remember they moved JR over to be the analyst on SmackDown?
Yes.
It was like Todd Grisham was the call, and then it was like...
You're right.
So... But you know who's great is John Cena.
Yes, and I think we're going to end the show. People didn't hear this, though.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people didn't. It hasn't actually got that many views. It didn't go viral the way I was expecting. But John Cena did this. He still started a production company as well. Like, in, like he's really expanding out.
Damn it. But he's there every night, Rock.
Yeah, unlike you, Rock.
Every night.
Yeah, he'll be in. Yeah. Anyways, he'll be at what do you call it again? The Good Morning America tomorrow?
Today.
It'll probably be whatever. Yeah.
Today's show. Hosted the ESPYs. He was great on the ESPYs.
No, he wasn't. I saw those jokes. They were not funny.
He was good.
Yeah, whatever. But he was at, but that wasn't good. But here, the real John Cena comes through here. Remember, I'm going to play this, folks. If you didn't see this, this is him doing his dream job as a career counselor.
Yes.
And remember, WWE is for kids.
Yes.
You think this is a fucking joke? I'm here to help people. Just helping people. It's kind of my way to pay it forward to do better. It's a hard world out there. It's a shit sandwich out there. And nowadays, with all the Wi-Fi and everything, there's no way you're not going to eat a non-farming table shit sandwich. And it's probably paleo, so you're not even getting any bread. Do you follow me on this? An entire day of this. When I finally punch out and go home at night, knowing that I helped so many people try to chase the greatness that they so desire. That's what makes me sleep. My advice to you, stay where you're at, man.
Stay where I'm at.
Just right where you're at.
Right where I am. Stay comfy. Fly under the radar.
There you go. So my job is to get people with a certain set of skills to sit down and realize their potential and hopefully put them in the right direction. Who do you think you are, fucking Warhol? Just drawing a goddamn arrow on a sheet of paper and then telling me it's a fucking art? Hey, guess what? That's fucking art. Hang me in the motherfucking Guggenheim! Cause that's where I belong!
You know, this is like found art.
Oh, yeah. This is found art.
Yeah.
Years from now, archaeologists are gonna find this so far up your fucking ass, it is gonna be a goddamn masterpiece! The best way to help people try to find what they want to do with their life is to really to listen, to open up, to be consoling.
I work for a toy distribution company, and I'm the first one in the morning and the last one at night.
Full disclosure, I listened to most everything you were saying at probably a 40% capacity, which usually for me is about 50-50. So I'm going to cut to the chase. Have you ever been to Reno? Well, they might have come in wanting to do one thing and they leave wanting to do something else. They still feel as if it's the right direction for them.
I'm the boss.
Goddamn right you are, so what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to shut it down.
Shut it the fuck down, Ashley.
I'm going to shut it the fuck down.
Goddamn right you are.
Yes. Is that it? Did I get the job? I've never been so scared.
That's good.
Yeah, I do. There's your validation.
That's good.
Yeah, how many times have you watched that? Is it a Funny or Die?
I don't know.
It feels like a Funny or Die.
I don't think it is, though.
I don't think it is either.
I don't know where.
But that is a legit thing you can look up. It is legit John Cena with a lot of F-bombs.
With a legit lot of F-bombs.
Yes. Legit. But how many times have you watched that?
Oh, 4 or 5.
Yeah. So anything else you want to say about it? You wanted to talk about it, so just give you a quick chance.
No, it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder to hate that guy. That's the thing.
I know. But don't worry. Awesome. No, but it's not really getting harder and harder to hate him. I mean, like, in Trainwreck, I liked him.
Yeah.
Like when he's not actually in the ring. Or in the company.
Yes.
Pretty great.
Yeah, that's great.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And he had a good match tonight, and the other 6-man was good, and I think the only match that really sucked was the women's match. At the beginning, which it still had Bayley.
Yeah.
It wasn't a very good match, but, and the IC match. Or not,
the IC match.
Yeah, the IC match.
Because it had the Miz.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right, well, that's going to do it for fucking week.
Yeah, we're OUT.
So we're WeTalkWrestling.com, and then that leaves you all the places where you can fucking find us. So, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling.
Good night. Good night, folks. Are we off air?
You ever say my goddamn line again, I'm going to fuck you up.